The world around us performs a continuous ballet of forces that most people never notice. From soaring cathedrals to delicate bird wings, from garden fences to towering skyscrapers, all exist in constant negotiation with gravity. This invisible dance isn't just engineering, it's fundamental to understanding life itself. Every organism, from bacteria to redwoods, has developed strategies to maintain physical integrity against gravitational pull. The earliest life forms faced the challenge of creating a membrane to separate their internal chemistry from the external world, while evolution drove increasingly sophisticated structural solutions, skeletons, shells, and protective elements. Our ancestors intuitively grasped concepts of stress and strain long before mathematical descriptions existed. The leap from primitive tools to sophisticated Stone Age artifacts represents an instinctual comprehension of structural principles that modern engineering sometimes struggles to match. By exploring the science of elasticity, why things bend rather than break, we can appreciate the elegant simplicity underlying seemingly complex structures. Whether you're examining a suspension bridge or a spider's web, the same fundamental principles govern why things stand up rather than collapse. The science of structures began with Robert Hooke's 17th century breakthrough. Materials resist mechanical stresses through balanced internal forces. His famous law states that a spring's extension is proportional to the applied force, a simple observation that transformed our understanding of structural behavior. Hooke discovered that solids resist loads not through rigid opposition, but by changing shape. When pulled, materials stretch. When pushed, they compress. These subtle deformations are how structures counteract forces trying to deform them. Even seemingly rigid structures flex under load, though often imperceptibly. From stretch strings to cathedral columns, bridges to skyscrapers, Hooke's principles explain how structures work with forces rather than against them. To understand structures, we need concepts describing how forces act upon materials. Two key ideas, stress and strain, revolutionize structural analysis by enabling engineers to predict how structures behave under load. Stress measures internal forces within a material as force per unit area. Strain measures the resulting deformation, the proportional change in dimensions. While stress has units, strain is dimensionless and typically small, under 1%, in engineering applications. Young's modulus defines the relationship between stress and strain, indicating a material's stiffness. Materials range widely in stiffness, from diamond, 12,000 meganewtons per meter squared, to rubber, 1 meganewton per meter squared. This diversity in material properties allows both engineers and nature to select materials suited to specific structural needs. Despite our best calculations, structures sometimes fail. Understanding these failures is essential for designing safer infrastructure. Inglis's 1913 discovery revealed why structures failed below their theoretical breaking points. Imperfections like cracks create stress concentrations that initiate failure. This insight transformed our understanding of structural failures, especially in brittle materials. Modern fracture mechanics focuses on energy rather than forces. Structures store strain energy when loaded, which can convert to fracture energy. Griffith's principle shows that cracks remain stable until reaching a critical length, after which they propagate catastrophically. This knowledge influences material selection. Mild steel, though weaker than high tensile steel, can be safer in large structures due to its greater fracture toughness, the energy needed to propagate cracks. Tough materials absorb more energy during fractures than brittle ones. Nature follows similar principles. Children's bones, formed from collagen and later strengthened by osteones, aren't particularly brittle. While aging causes embrittlement, the critical crack length for bones remains constant across species, affecting both large and small creatures' mechanical vulnerability. tension, the pulling force that stretches materials, creates elegant structures ranging from simple ropes to complex biological systems like tendons, muscles, and spider webs. In animals, muscles generate force while tendons provide strength with minimal bulk. Tendons' smaller cross-section serves dual purposes as both ropes and springs, enhancing movement efficiency through this evolutionary optimization. Pressure vessels revolutionized fluid containment, enabling advances that the Romans' aqueducts couldn't achieve. This technology proved crucial during the Industrial Revolution, powering steamships and railways through improved boilers. The physics of pressure vessels reveals that spherical designs distribute stress most efficiently, while more practical cylindrical vessels have uneven stress distribution, twice as much circumferentially as longitudinally, explaining why sausages split lengthwise. Nature's tension structures appear remarkably in flight adaptations. Bats use membrane wings supported by finger bones. Pterodactyls evolved single-finger wing structures, and birds developed feathered wings, each solution balancing strength with lightweight design. Structures are only as strong as their weakest links, typically the joints. While engineers often prioritize material economy, traditional craftsmen recognize that flexible joints accommodating natural movement could prevent failures. Joints must transfer load efficiently between components, with uniform stress distribution being ideal but challenging. While perfect joints like glued scarf joints distribute stress evenly, common lapped joints create stress concentrations. Joint efficiency typically depends more on width than overlap length, a principle applicable across various construction types. Different joining methods each have strengths. Riveted joints, though costly, offer reliability through their ability to slip slightly and redistribute stress. Welding is cost-effective but quality-dependent, with defects risking catastrophic failure. Creep, the slow deformation under constant stress, affects joint performance over time. This challenges basic elastic assumptions and explains why old wooden structures often sag due to uneven load distribution. These connection principles are vital for anyone who builds or creates, representing a blend of scientific understanding and centuries of practical experience. Bridges captivate through both function and symbolism, with their design shaped by materials, engineering, and cultural factors. Arch bridges, dating to Roman times, remain valued for strength and beauty. Their design considers the arch's rise relative to span length, particularly challenging on level ground. Cast iron revolutionized construction by enabling lighter, open frameworks, though the material excels in compression rather than tension. Modern arch bridges feature split parallel arches supporting suspended roadways, exemplified by the Sydney Harbour Bridge, whose solid rock foundations manage substantial abutment thrust. Suspension bridges, ideal for wide river crossings, evolved from wrought iron chains to high tensile steel wires, enabling longer spans through superior strength-to-weight ratios. Their cables naturally assume optimal shapes under load, similar to arch thrust lines. Bowstring girders solved railway bridge challenges by combining arch and tension elements. By tying arch ends to the roadway, they eliminate lateral thrust, allowing placement on narrow supports or rollers for thermal expansion. Each bridge type represents a unique approach to managing gravitational forces through compression, tension, or both, adapted to specific needs and available materials.